Okay, maganda yung ating inawit kanina tungkol sa mga panalangin sa mga anak natin. I'm sure every Christian parent here shares the thought of this hymn. Sinabi sa third verse, "We ask not for them wealth or fame amid the worldly strife, but in the all-prevailing name, we ask eternal life." Yun ang pinakahangarin natin. Bilang mga Kristiyanong magulang ay magkaroon ng buhay na walang hanggan ang ating mga anak. Ano pa man ang maging kinalabasan nila sa buhay, yumaman man o mahirap, ay isang bagay na gusto natin ay sila ay magkaroon ng buhay na walang hanggan. At para dyan, gumagamit tayo ng mga kasangkapan, pagtuturo, gumagamit tayo ng Biblia, tinuturoan natin sila ng mga angkop na mga katuruan para sila ay mabigyan ng mga katotohanan na gagamitin para magkaroon sila ng buhay na walang hanggan. Ngunit isang bagay na hindi natin malilimutan bilang mga Kristiyano ay ang kasalanan na umiiral kahit sa mga bata. Kahit sa kanilang murang kaisipan, naroon ang kasalanan. At sa iba't ibang paraan, makikita natin yung kasalanan na yan ay lilitaw sa pananalita, pagdadabog, at iba't iba pang mga pamamaraan. Kaya isang bagay ang papasok rito, gumagamit tayo ng Bible at iba't ibang kasangkapan. Ang naging controversial na issue ngayon, the controversial issue that we are facing today, is the issue of corporal punishment, o tinatawag na spanking. Gumagamit tayo ng Biblia, maaari ba tayong gumamit ng pamalo? Gusto nyo ba ito, mga bata? Ayaw, di ba? Pero pwede bang gamitin ito ng papa at mama natin ang gumamit ng pamalo? O kung gusto ninyo, ay mas malaki. Ay, ito mga mas malalaking bata na ito. But the reason why this discussion is going on ay dahil may isinalang na bill o usaping batas sa ating legislatura. Pumasa na ito sa House Bill 4455 na ang pamagat ay an act promoting positive discipline of children and prohibiting corporal punishment. So makikita natin dito, ang sinusulong nila, tawag nila ay positive discipline. At para sa kanila, positive discipline means prohibit, ipagbawal ang corporal punishment o paggamit ng parusa para sa katawan, which means physical, and of course that means spanking. So yan ang ipinasa na sa House of Representatives, nakasala ngayon sa Senado, at siguro hindi na nila maaprubahan sapagkat magre-recess na sila, pero tiyak na isasalang rin muli yan after ng SONA o State of the Nation address ng ating Pangulo. Ang isang nakalulungkot ay many Christian groups have come up in support of the Anti-Corporal Punishment Bill, kasama na ang mga Katoliko. Ang Catholic Bishops Conference of the Philippines ay humanay na ang sumasang-ayon sila sa anti-corporal punishment. Meron ako sana mga images for projection, pero nasira yung ating projector. Hindi ko naman alam kung sinong papaluin ko, pero si Tesla. May image dito, I don't know kung maliwanag sa inyo. Pope Benedict XVI, yumayakap sa mga bata, at very clear, very obvious ang gusto niyang sabihing mensahe ay love, not spanking. So the Catholic Church clearly is against the idea of spanking. Not only that, on the evangelical side, nakalulungkot din yung Philippine Children's Ministries Network, PCMN, ay naglabas ng position paper na tawag nila ay Manifesto on Corporal Punishment. It is a 14-page paper na ang kanilang tinindigan din na posisyon ay sila ay anti-corporal punishment. At ito'y evangelical group, network ito ng iba-ibang mga children's organizations na kasama riyan ay ang Christian Compassion Ministry ng CRBC, o Cubao Reformed Baptist Church. So kasama sila roon. At nung inilabas ang position paper na ito, ay hiniling ako ng pamunuan ng CRBC, dahil ako'y empleyado nila, Ako'y sumunod naman. Humingi sila ng position paper din para panagot sa position paper ng PCMN. And it is for that reason that it became a burden also of my heart. At ngayon ay pag-uusapan natin ang mga bagay na ito. Sana maihabol sa susunod na linggo itong mga ibang images natin. But ang naging posisyon ng Philippine Children's Ministries Network, PCMN, is anti-corporal punishment. Now, may tatanong natin, paano ang isang, ibigay na natin, we can understand why Roman Catholics will agree on anti-corporal punishment because they're not really straightforward on scriptures. But why an evangelical group? Why would an evangelical group, which is supposed to be scriptural, biblical, why would they position themselves on a matter which the Bible has made pronouncements about? Nagturo ang Bibliyang maliwanag tungkol sa usapin na yan. Bakit sila pumosisyon sa bagay na sa kanilang paniniwala ay ito dapat ang posisyon ng isang Kristiyano? Now, sa position paper ng PCMN, they have raised objections on the texts that mandate the rod. At isang position nila ay, it is only in the book of Proverbs. Now, kung may image sa kanila, mababasa natin yung kanilang pinaka-posisyon sa kanila ay ito'y nasa Proverbs lamang at dahil dito, o babasahin ko yung part ng kanilang sinabi, all references to parental use of corporal punishment occur in the Proverbs. The Proverbs are ascribed to King Solomon who ruled in the 10th century BC and possibly a group of wise men who are closely linked with Solomon. Etong sinabi nila, generalizing verbal interpretations of a few isolated verses based on a 3,000-year-old culture to arrive at child-rearing practices without considering the wider biblical context may be risky. In short, it's only in Proverbs, it's too old, 10th century BC, they are raising doubt as to the applicability of such an old standard to modern times. So, kumbaga sinasabi nila, ang tagal-tagal na yan. Applicable pa ba yan sa makabagong panahon? So, that's one of their objections. It is only in Proverbs. Pangalawa nilang objection ay it is argued that the New Testament has replaced the violence of the Old Testament, quote-unquote, Old Testament violence with New Testament love. Again, I'll quote their position. Whatever the Old Testament taught about, quote-unquote, allowed violence, Jesus completely radicalized and replaced it with a call for love. Should we then not apply Jesus' principle, do to others what you would have them do to you, to our own children? In short, gusto mo bang paluin ka ng anak mo? Kung ayaw mo paluin ka, wag mong paluin. Do not do to others what you don't want others to do unto you. So application ay love. So yan ang kanilang mga objections. So una, Proverbs lang naman yan. At pangalawa ay, ito ay binago na ng bagong tipan. Sa bagong tipan, pag-ibig na ang pinapairal at hindi na dahas. So sa kanilang palagay, ang pamamalo ay uri ng dahas at hindi dapat gawin sa mga bata. So yan ang kanilang mga objections. But my point, and this is what I want to defend, is that the scriptures reveal the wisdom and pattern of God in child discipline. I will prove that this is not only in Proverbs and that even Proverbs is a revelation of the wisdom of God. Kaya hindi lang ito sa Kawikaan, pero kahit na yung nasa Kawikaan, yan ay revelasyon o pakapahayagan ng karunungan ng Diyos. Hindi natin maaring sabing only in Proverbs. Rather, we should be in fact amazed. Thank God there is Proverbs na nagbibigay sa atin ng patnubay sa iba't ibang uri ng mga usapin ng ating buhay. But dalawang bagay yung gusto kong tingnan natin, o tatlo. Una, the rod in the Bible. Yung sinasabing pamalo, the Hebrew word shebeth, literally refers to rod, a piece of stick. But yung piece of stick, maaring gamitin yung pamalo, ginagamit din na baston, ginagamit na panghampas, at ginagamit rin sa scepter o yung gamit ng hari. Its range of meaning includes the positive. It can mean caring, protecting. Remember Psalm 23, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. So may positive ang paggamit ng rod sa scripture at hindi natin tinatanggihan. But it also includes definitely the punitive, yung pagparusa. At kung merong punitive, the assumption is there is going to be physical pain. Halimbawa, Exodus 21:20, when a man strikes his slave, male or female, with a rod and the slave dies, under his hand he shall be avenged. So may higanti para sa aliping na parusahan ng mali. Pero yung paggamit doon ng rod ay merong assumption ng physical pain. And also, Proverbs 10:13, on the lips of him who has understanding, wisdom is found, but a rod is for the back of him who lacks sense. So yun daw rod ay para sa likod ng walang katinuan. Eh, but anong gagawin ng rod sa likod? Hindi naman siguro ipangkakamot, at kundi panghampas. In other words, the idea is rod, yes, has a positive range of meaning, but it also has a punitive sense in the use of the book of the Bible. Kaya yan ang range of meaning niya. Pero ang napakahalaga dito is how the rod is also associated with what God uses with His people. Gumagamit din mismo ang Diyos, of course in a figurative sense, gumagamit ang Diyos ng pamalo para sa kanyang bayan, para sa kanyang mga anak, sa mga tao niya. At kung ginagawa niya ito, hindi ito bilang dahas sa kanila, kundi kasama pa rin ang usapin ng pag-ibig. Psalm 89, 31 and following, if they violate my statutes and do not keep my commandments, then I will punish their transgression with the rod and their iniquity with stripes. But pakinggan niyo yung kasunod. But I will not remove from him my steadfast love or be false to my faithfulness. So where did they get this idea that the rod is violence? It is not. Sinabi rito sa pakikitungo ng Diyos sa kanyang bayang Israel sa lumang tipan, gagamit siya ng rod, gagamit siya ng pamalo, pero hindi niya aalisin ang kanyang pag-ibig sa kanyang bayan. The rod is an expression of the Father's love for His people, but love that is able to confront and able to punish offenses. Pero ang pinakamahalaga tungkol sa rod at ang gamit ng Diyos ay yung may kinalaman sa Messiah. Etong nakakagulat sa 2 Samuel 7, 14 and 15, ipapaliwanag ko lamang ang konteksto niyan. Ang konteksto ay humiling si nagpanukala si David na siya'y magtayo ng templo, permanent house for God. And yet the answer that came to him through the prophet Nathan ay hindi, because he was a man of war. His hands are full of blood. Kaya not worthy to be the hand to build the house. But instead, binigyan siya ng pangako, at itong pangako ay itong tinatawag na nating Davidic Covenant. Yang nasa 2 Samuel 7, Davidic Covenant, ang pangako kay David ay out of his loins, out of his generation, will arise his son who will establish a kingdom that will be forever. Magkakaroon ng karian na walang hanggan. Alam natin ang katuparan niyan ay hindi si Solomon, kundi ang ating Panginoong Hesukristo. So, ang ipinapaliwanag rito ay yung lalaking gagamitin ng Panginoon, ng Diyos, na tutupad ng tipan niya kay David. Now, pakinggan niyo yung sinabi tungkol sa kanya. I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. When he commits iniquity, I will discipline him with the rod of men, with the stripes of the sons of men. But my steadfast love will not depart from him, as I took it from Saul, whom I put away from before you. Now, isipin ninyo, this is referring to, ultimately, the fulfillment in Jesus Christ. But even Jesus, as the Son of God, when He was in the status of man, anong sinabi? Even He was under the standard of the rod, that if He ever sinned, the rod will be applied to Him. Now, thankfully, Jesus never sinned. We believe that. Hebrews 4:15. He was tempted in all points as we are, yet without sin. Walang kasalanan ang ating Panginoon. Therefore, He never needed to experience the rod because He was sinless. And because He was sinless, you and I can be saved. Now, our children are not sinless. Ang sinabi rito, if he sinned, I will apply the rod to him. He did not sin. Pero ang standard ng rod, maliwanag. Kapag nagkasala, ay merong application ng rod. Yan ang maliwanag sa maging sa ating Panginoong Hesukristo. He remained sinless, but our children are not sinless. Therefore, the rod applies to them. And this continues to be God's treatment with His people even in the New Testament. Alam natin ang Hebrews 12:5 and 6. Have you forgotten the exhortation that addresses you as sons? My son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor be weary when reproved by Him. For the Lord disciplines the one He loves and chastises everyone whom He receives. So again, makikita natin dito, New Testament ito. And even though it's citing an Old Testament passage, yet it is applying this to the New Testament people of God. Huwag kang umangal sa disiplina ng Panginoon kapag ikaw ay sinasaway at pinapalo. Yan ang ibig sabihin ng chastise. Kapag ikaw ay pinapalo ng Panginoon. And then, Revelation 3:19, those whom I love, I reprove and discipline, so be zealous and repent. Ito yung iglesia naman ito, the church in Laodicea. And again, the verse cited is about discipline, the rod. Kaya saan nila nakuha itong idea na it's only in Proverbs? No, it's not just in Proverbs. Ito'y pamantayan para sa anak ng Diyos na ang ating Panginoong Hesukristo, at ito'y pamantayan sa pakikitungo ng Diyos sa mga mananampalataya, pamantayan din sa pakikitungo niya sa iglesia. It is not true that it is only in Proverbs. But now, let's turn to the wisdom of Proverbs. Yung dapat nating unawain dito ay yung nature ng wisdom saying. Ang Proverbs ay wisdom literature. At para maunawaan natin ito, pag-ibahin natin ang tinatawag na covenant promise sa isang wisdom saying. The wisdom sayings in Proverbs are not covenant promises. Sometimes I hear people treat statements in Proverbs like promises. They are not promises. They are wisdom sayings. A promise, a covenant promise, is something that upon fulfillment of condition, there is the promise that will be fulfilled inviolably. Matutupad. Halimbawa, John 6:37, all that the Father gives me will come to me. Whoever comes to me, I will never cast out. Covenant promise yan. Sino man daw lumapit kay Kristo, hindi niya itataboy. Walang itinaboy si Kristo na lumapit sa Kanya sapagkat pangako niya yan. Acts 16:31, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. Pangako rin yan, covenant promise din yan. At ito'y matutupad kung ginawa natin ang kondisyon. A wisdom saying is not a covenant promise. Isang halimbawa ng wisdom saying ay Proverbs 14:23. In all labor there is profit, but idle chatter leads only to poverty. Ito'y wisdom saying na ang ibig sabihin, in general pattern, those who are industrious, they need not go poor. There will be profit in all labor. That's a general pattern that is true. But because we live in a world of sin, there will be anomalies. Kaya may kilala ba kayong masipag na masipag, pero yung kanyang kabuhayan ay sira pa rin. Hindi siya kumikita. So maraming ganyan. So ang punto ay, it is not always true that labor profits because we live in an anomalous society. But in general pattern, those who labor, they will profit. Yan ang wisdom saying. Ang binibigay niya ay general pattern. So ganyan natin tingnan yung mga kawikaan tungkol sa pamalo. kapag ito ay ginamit. Kaya tingnan natin yung mga wisdom saying patungkol sa pamalo, may ikakategorya natin sa dalawang uri. Proverbs gives us the standard for the use of the rod with God's wisdom in it. First, use the rod out of love for the child. Proverbs 13:24, whoever spares the rod hates his son. Can you imagine that? Ang sinasabi nila, those who use the rod, they hate their children. They are being violent to their children. Ang sabi rito, whoever spares the rod hates his son. But he who loves him is diligent to discipline him. Do not withhold discipline from a child. If you strike him with a rod, he will not die. Now, ang implication nito, spanking must never be abusive and without control. We are for corporal punishment, but let me just make as clearly as possible, we are strongly against all forms of child abuse. Lalo pa kung ang child abuse ay galing sa parents, papanood natin sa TV, nababasa natin yung mga abuso ng magulang sa kanilang anak mismo, sa kanilang pagparusa, nasusuklam ako sa ganun. Nakakasuklam tingnan na magulang pa mismo nga abuso sa anak. We are against all forms of child abuse. But I am stating that, and the book of Proverbs is teaching us, that the use of the rod is not a function of violence. It is not hatred. Just the other way around. Kung ipagkait natin ang pamalo, yun ang pagkamuhi sa ating anak. Kaya walang abuso sa walang pag-aabuso sa pagparusa sa bata. Ito sana isang image yan. O yung bata, naka-stocks na. So, cartoon lang yan. Pero ang point ay, we object to all forms of child abuse. So, yan yung isa. Ang ikalawang grupo ay nagtuturo sa atin, use the rod in response to the child's willful sinfulness. Ang ibig sabihin, naniniwala tayo sa katotohanan ng turo ng Biblia na ang kasalanan ay umiiral na kahit sa bata. Proverbs 22:15, folly is bound up in the heart of a child. Now remember, folly in Proverbs ay katumbas ng sin. Folly is bound up in the heart of a child, but the rod of discipline drives it far from him. Proverbs 23:14, if you strike him with the rod, you will save his soul from Sheol. And Sheol is associated with the intermediate state of the wicked. Proverbs 29:15, the rod and reproof give wisdom, but a child left to himself brings shame to his mother. So ang pinag-contrast dito ay using rod and reproof as against left to himself. Hindi pwede sabihin ng magulang, ibinibigay ko lahat ng gusto niya. Kaya he is not left to himself. Without the rod and reproof, you are leaving him to himself. Why? Because of his sin. Napapabayaan yung katotohanan ng kasalanan, maski sa bata. Proverbs 29:17, discipline your son and he will give you rest. He will give delight to your heart. And Proverbs 20:30, blows that wound cleanse away evil. Strokes make clean the innermost parts. So the rod is a means of restraint and reproof. Sa kasalanan ng bata, hindi ito para ibuhos ng magulang yung kanyang galit. Eh dyan, pangwasto sa mga magulang, and perhaps we have made mistakes in that direction. I have. And parents, many parents here I'm sure will admit na nagkaroon tayo ng ganyang pagkakamali, pero ang wastong paggamit ng pamalo ay hindi bilang pagbuhos ng ating galit. Gaya nga dyan, mali yung naghihintay mo nang sumilakbo yung galit bago mamalo. Kinakala may pamantayan ka. At kung talagang lumampas sa pamantayan na yun ng iyong anak, kay galit ka, kay hindi, ay dapat mong gamitin ang pamalo ayon sa pamantayang niliwanag sa bata. Kaya ang sinasabi ko rito ay, the rod is a means of restraint and reproof. It is a response to the child's willful sinfulness. At kapag ganyan ang harapang pagkakasala ng bata, Diyan, ginagamit ang pamalo dahil pagkilala ito na makasalanan kahit ang bata. At isang kasangkapan para ito ay pigilin at huwag pairalin ay ang pamamalo. But the third and last point I want to stress is that for Christian parents, there is an aspect which is uniquely Christian when we administer the rod. And that is the connection of the rod and redemption. The Christian parent can always point to the offending, can always point the offending child to the redemptive work of Christ to save from the wrath of God. Romans 5, 9, and 10. Therefore, we have now been justified by His blood. Much more shall we be saved by Him from the wrath of God. Parang sinasabi mo, anak, ang hinaharap mo lang ay ang galit ng iyong ama at ina dahil may ginawa kang kasalanan. May mas matinding puot kang problema at yan ang puot ng Diyos sa makasalanan. Ngunit, while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son. Much more, now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by His life. Every encounter, every rod encounter, so to speak, is a means for the parent to point the child to the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. There is something redemptive about it. So, ang challenge ko sa lahat, believe in God's wisdom in Scripture more than current child psychology. Now, gagamit sila ng iba-ibang findings ng psychology. Titingnan natin yan next week, yung mga studies na ginagamit nila in the PCMN position paper, cited several studies. I will face those issues squarely. Pero sa ngayon, ang una sa atin dapat ay the Scriptures. Whatever the studies say, we are Christians. And as Christians, the first standard for us is what the Word of God in the Scriptures say. And I believe the Scriptures are clear on the place of the rod. Any question or any thought you'd like to share? Tess.
To spank or not to spank ay it's a confirmation of our conviction to our children.
Huh?
It's a conviction, it's an affirmation of the conviction that we have had on the yung mga nauna pong mga magulang. Ang tanong ko po, Pastor, darating po ang panahon sa buhay ng mga bata na mas hindi na nila kaya yung sakit ng palo. Lalo na yung mas masakit na yung palo ng tatay sa nanay. Ano pong masasabi niya doon?
Well, maliwanag yung text na when you use the rod, he will not die. Dapat it's not life-threatening kung gagamit ka ng pamalo. So, dalawang bagay yung sasabihin ko sa pagpalo. Unang-una, make sure it hurts. Pag namalo kang, naglalaro ka, nakikipaglaro ka sa bata. So, it must hurt. It must really strike. But it must not threaten in any way. Threaten injury, threaten life, not threatening in any way, but it must hurt. Why? Because you are transmitting the message, sin hurts, offenses hurt. So hindi mo yan maipapaliwanag sa kanya theologically. Papakita kong statement next week na sa aking palagay napaka-tamang statement na sinabing you don't need to waste hours of explanation by simply using the rod, you get the message across, sin hurts. So, ang pagpalo natin dapat may sakit pero hindi nagbabanta ng injury or anything abusive. Papo.
Pastor, kailan po dapat, sa ilang edad o gulang ng bata dapat i-apply na ang pagpalo at dapat pa bang paluin ang isang anak kung siya ay dalagita o binata na?
By the time na dalagita o binata na, kung ginamit mo ng tama yung pamalo, ay hindi na siguro kailangan by that time. And I'm talking of experience na as the child grows in age and reasoning is much more mature, may iba pang uri ng disiplina na mag-a-apply. Ginagamit natin ang pamalo because it's difficult to reason. It's there's no need to waste reasoning with a young mind. At gagamitin natin ang pamalo. Pero habang papalaki na yan, may iba ng paraan at mas gagamit na tayo ng reasoning sa mga lumalaking mga nagbibinatilyo at dalagita. Tess.
Nag-agree po ako sa sinabi niyo, Pastor. Pero pag yung bata ay willful, talagang ito yung alam niya, tapos hindi siya. Alagay ko po kahit na 18 na siya.
Sa ikatlong yugto ng ating series, The Struggles, titingnan natin yung mga issue na yun, what about the willful child? So if the child is strong-willed, ang response ko rin ay, then be stronger-willed yet. Ang peligro ay bumibigay ang magulang. And again, titingnan natin yung mga pamamaraan ng mga bata, may mga pakyut, may mga pistok, may tantrum. So I already prepared yung mga paraan ng mga bata para bumigay ang magulang. Huwag tayong bumigay. Carol.
Pastor, for the sake lang of the others who have not really been here, yun sa conviction ng church, napakahalaga rin, it's not really just the spanking, but napakahalaga ng catechism for the children. The point of spanking is really addressing the sin of the child and to whom they have disobeyed, which is disobeying God. Siguro maganda yung really laying out, discussing the Ten Commandments. And really teaching that, kasi hindi lang, it's really a process. It isn't just the spanking session. Hindi lang siya yung pamamalo. Pero ang napakahalaga is yung catechism, teaching them things about God, His commands, yung disobedience ng man, yung sinfulness ng man, and yung kawalan natin ng kakayanan to really obey God's command. Kasi everything will be patterned to that. Yung application ng rod, yun nga yung sinasabi sa Proverbs several na ano, yung rod and reproof, it will all be tied up to that. And even after the spanking, just the way as God shows His love to us after we repent from our sins, may display of love pa rin. And basang ang nakatutok lahat is yung disobedience sa command ng God. Not to us as parents, because we can do it willfully. But if we point everything to disobedience to God's command, no matter where we are, even if we are not there, the children will be conscious that they are disobeying God's command, not us.
Okay,
not
thank you, Carol. Yung sinasabi niya ay, itong use of the rod is within the framework of a larger teaching relationship ng bata at ng magulang. At isang binanggit niya, yung catechism is a form of religious instruction na question and answer form. At magugulat kayo sa galing ng bata magmemorya. When I was catechizing my son, I could not memorize the questions. He has memorized all the answers. And it's a good reminder na ultimately they are dealing with God's commandments when they have to obey their parents. Yan ay commandment number 5 of the Decalogue. Kaya tama na ilagay natin sa framework of religious instruction. Ian.
Pastor, in method of disciplining, dapat ba may rod ka talaga exclusively na, for example, nakasabit sa bahay na na-identify ng child? Or how about yung other means ng punishment? Kasi yung bawa kami, lumaki kami na pinapalo direkta ng kamay or kurot.
Yes, I would advocate an actual rod. Sa bahay namin noon ay nakasabit at may Proverbs verse pa yun. So I would advocate an actual rod dedicated to the purpose of chastising the child. As much as possible, I would avoid using the hand or kurot or sampal. At kung meron kayong ganyan, may mga parents na sumisilakbo yung galit o ano na lang makuha. Tambo, sandok, walis. Mag-ingat tayo sa ganun. The fact na may nakasabit yan, paalala rin sa bata na may kasangkapan sa bahay na nagpapaalala ng parusa kapag siya'y nagkasala. Ben Patrick. Nasa iyo na, Mike.
Pastor, dun po sa may likod, may nakalagay pong guidelines for children in the church. Sa pagkakatanda ko po ay, kung tama po, ay parang even non-parents, meron po silang participation in terms yung attitude or behavior ng mga bata dito sa loob ng church. Pwede po pa-explain in what extent or in what way kami pwedeng mag-participate sa mga bata?
Well, within the context ng church assembly and pagkatapos ng assembly pero nasa church pa rin, we developed that more than 20 years ago and that's the result of struggles and participation ng mga parents and singles, anong magagawa. So, one thing that I would say is, non-parents, meaning yung hindi ka, yung ang talagang parents pero nasa church ka, hindi para sa'yo ang pamamalo. You cannot use the rod, but you can tell the parents if the child did something worthy of the rod or something naughty, ay wag mong pagtakpan. Yung may karapatan ng parents malaman kung anong naughtiness ang ginawa ng kanyang anak. So sabihin mo, and I don't think the parents should not take that against anyone na nagsabi ng maling ginawa ng bata. And help the parents. And kasama yun sa pagkakaisa natin bilang iglesia. Ben uli. Then love.
Pastor, in the case of abusive parents, yung maling paraan lang ng pagpapamalo, pwede po ba na yung mas nakakatanda, yung anak na nakakatanda ang mag-discipline dun sa bata, patang kapatid?
Well, sa pattern ng Jewish society in the Old Testament, the firstborn had also the father's role. Kapag wala yung tatay, the firstborn assumed the father's role. So yes, I believe that the eldest child ay may autoridad sa mga nakababatang kapatid. Bib.
Gusto ko lang dagdagan yung nabanggit kanina regarding yung help na pwedeng gawin ng non-parents. Siguro sa akin, ang mas maganda na hindi agad sasabihin noong non-parent, doon sa parent yung ginawa ng bata. Kasi parang kumakay, sumbong agad, no? Yun ang kasing idea, sumbong. Mas maganda na kausapin niya muna yung bata tukol doon sa offense. Telling him na if you will not listen, I will tell your father or your mother. So, hindi agad sabi sa parent.
Oh, you can tell that child na wag mong gawin, masama yan. Pero I think it is the parent also has a right to know kung may ginawang masama ang kanyang anak. Na hindi naman ibig sabihin ka lang disiplinahin niya there and then. But the non-parent members or others can tell a child na mali ang ginagawa niya. At after that, I think the parent does have a right to know. Yes, Susan.
Pastor, yung po bang, kasi ang topic po natin, punishment lang sa pamamalo.
Opo.
Patatawag po bang abuso yung, kasi nung araw po, nakaranas kami magkapatid, pag nakabasag ng pinggan, itatali, tapos ikukwintas, palalakarin ka sa kasada. Abuso na po ba yun na punishment?
Kaya nga po, ang advocacy natin ay pamalo kung may nagawang mali. At pangalawa, ang sinabi ko ay willful sinfulness. Yung nakabasag ng pinggan, most likely it's a motor fault. So hindi pa ganap yung motor coordination ng isang young child. Kaya pag nakabasag siya, hindi unless ibinato niya yung pinggan. Pero yung nabitawan niya, it's a motor fault, not a willful sin. Kaya huwag tayong magparusa ng bata dahil nakabasag. Ang pinaparusahan ay willful offense. Ano bang willful? Ha? Hindi, I mean, anong Tagalog willful? Sinasadya. Yung harapan. lantarang pagsuway. Carol.
Pastor, this is a question from a child. Pastor, if a parent spanks his or her child because the child disobeyed a rule of the parent that the child doesn't know, would you consider that a sin or a mistake?
Well, this is something for the parents. Parents should let the child know the rule that he should not violate. Hindi naman to Pilipinas civil society na ignorance does not excuse you from violating the law. Ito'y tahanan. Sa tahanan, dapat ipaalam sa bata yung hindi niya maaring salansangin, suwayin. So, kailangan maliwanag ang rule. And only the rule that the child knows is the rule that he transgresses is worthy of punishment. That will be my position. Carol?
Pastor, addition lang. For the others then, mahaba yung process ng spanking. It isn't just spanking and then you go. Gaya nga na nasabi ko kanina, it's done in the framework of a regular catechism and it's really pointing to disobeying God. And napakahalaga rin that there'll be a reconciliation after yung magpo-forgive talaga. That afterwards, we will really express yung what they have done will be forgiven if the child will really have really repented or naintindihan niya na mali talaga yung ginawa niya. But if the child is still willful, then I guess may successive spanking pa rin. But it always ends up with reconciliation and prayer.
Yes, it should, the conclusion of a chastisement encounter should be reconciliation. At hindi yan basta rad lang. Ang sinabi sa Proverbs 29:15 ay rad and reproof. So merong positive instruction. And as much as possible, it should end in forgiveness and reconciliation.
Actually, dapat si Carol. Kaya lang ako na daw. Napag-usapan ito doon sa workshop sa ladies na mahalaga na kung sino yung namalo, siya dapat ang aalo. So, hindi yung ang tatay ang namalo, tatakbo kay nanay, aaluin ni nanay. Kasi, syempre, hindi maganda ang maging effect nun. So, ang simpleng rule, kung sinong namalo, siya ang aalo.
Okay, so, don't let a child play the parents. May taga-parusa, tapos tatakbo sa nanay. O minsan naman, may ginawang kasalanan sa bahay. Ang sasabihin ng nanay, humanda ka sa tatay mo pagdating. Ba't mo hintayin dumating ang tatay sa'yo? Sa harap mo nangyari ang kasalanan. So, there should not be a compartmentalizing of roles na one parent is the punisher and the other parent is the consoler. Huwag ganun, kundi dapat ay nagkakasundo ang ama at ina sa bagay na yan. Kaya kapag pinalo ng ama, tumakbo sa ina, dagdagan ng ina, at walang division of roles. Mayla?
May gusto akong idagdag doon sa parang ang tawag natin ay non-parent. Actually, pwedeng parent siya, pero hindi siya parent nung bata in question. I want to call it the third party. So, minsan sa bahay din, may spanking session. Yung ibang bata ay nakatunga nga, nanonood or nagwo-wonder what happened. So, minsan sinasabihan ko yung third party na umalis siya at kung pwede, lalo na kung Kristiyano yung nanonood, ay mag-pray. So, ito yung isang importanteng pwedeng itulong noong third party, lalo na kung nakikita niyang may session yung parent at yung child. Tapos dun sa issue din ng reproof, pagkatapos ng paluan, gusto ko rin i-point na importante din yung maliit na session before the actual spanking. Doon mo mag-gauge na naalala ng bata yung rule. So, pwede nating tanong, bakit ka papaluin? Or anong kasalanan mo. So dapat alam ng bata ma-point niya sa Ten Commandments or sa specific rules sa bahay kung ano ang na-disobey niya para klaro, mapag-usapan, hindi pwedeng napalo ng hindi niya alam.
Okay, that's a good point na isang bagay, huwag niyong hiyain ang bata. It's not part of punishment. So, kaya huwag niyong papaluin in public. Bigyan niyo ng dignity kahit na kayo ay mamamalo, not in a humiliating way. Hindi ito display sa iba. So take note of that. And of course, yung pagpapaliwanag sa bata kung bakit may paluan na magaganap. Kasi nga, may mga iba't ibang gagawin yung bata na maaaring bumigay yung parent. Yung si Jaire, bata pa yun, mathematician na yan. Pag papaluin na, makikipag-negosasyon, wag. Pag alam niya hindi na mapipigil, isa lang. Pag ibibigay na, makikipagkasundo pa ng kano kalakas, o kaya may percentage na rin siya nun. But ang point ay, liwanagin sa bata kung ano ang dahilan, and then there must be the denoma of reconciliation. Yes, more questions from children.
Pastor, yung daw pong kanina na question, is it a sin or a mistake if the child doesn't know that she had violated something that...
Well, it is a manifestation of sinfulness, but it is not a willful offense kapag hindi niya alam ang rule, and that should not be punished.
Ito po, Papa, Pastor. Paano po mag-deal with a situation sa bata or kapatid na may ginagawa? Paano po mag-deal with a situation sa bata or kapatid na may ginagawang masama tapos pinagsasabihan mo na tigilan na pero hindi sila natitreaten? And then, kung sabihin sa mga, kung isusumbong mo tapos pag nasumbong mo sa parents, wala namang ginawa yung magulang to deal with a child.
Ay, wala kang magagawa doon. Hindi mo anak. Kung ang treatment ng parent ay lenient, responsibilidad ng parent. Pero right pa rin ang parent malaman kung anong ginawa ng kanyang anak. Pero it no longer is the responsibility of a third party na siya ang magdisiplina kung hindi dinidisiplina ng magulang.
Another one, Pastor. Can the child have the choice of who will spank him or her?
No. The child has no choice. And the parents should be united sa usapin ng pagparusa ng anak. Kung minsan, yung isang magulang pa ang umaawa, tama na. So, nagkakasunod dapat yung parents pagdating sa discipline. Other questions? Yes, Jenny.
Pastor, tanong po kasi kung bibigyan ka ng authority ng nanay. Kasi yung estudyante ko, sabi nung nanay, paluin ko daw yung kamay pag ayaw magsulat. Kaya ayaw ko namang gawin.
Well, may mga ganong arrangement na binigyan ng karapatan. I was teaching in an academy before ng mga students, and kasama sa arrangement ng school, pinapipirmahan sa mga magulang na part ng punishment ay use of the rod. And marami-rami rin ako napalo. Pero may arrangement, may agreement. In other words, we were just extending parental responsibility during the hours that they were not under parental observation. Kaya kung meron kang ganun ay gamitin mo as long as maliwanag yung kasunduan. Best to put it in writing and sign. Kasi baka biglang magdemandahan. Mahirap na. Lois. Si Lois. Sige, Papo muna, then Lois.
Doon po sa sinabi niyong united dapat ang parents pagdating sa pagpalo. Mas makakatulong ba kung nandun mismo ang nanay at tatay sa harapan habang pinapalo ang bata dahil sa ganyang ginawang pagkakamali?
Not a must, but there are situations when both parents can be there, pero there are also situations na only one parent may have to deal with a child dahil sa kanya nagkasala. So it's not a must, but in some situations it's helpful. Lois.
Pastor, yung kanina sinabi ninyo na huwag ipapahiya yung bata. Paano nyo ididil ang isang bata na alam niyang parang as long as nasa public place ako, hindi ako mapapalo ng parent ko?
Wise. Well, pero andun yung understanding ng bata pagdating sa bahay ay magkakaroon ng penalty ang ginawa mong yan. So, makikita niya na hindi siya hinihiya, pero may penalty pa rin yung ginawang kasalanan. And I still advocate that there should be no public humiliation of a child, even if the child has offended. Ben.
Pastor, dun po sa actual na spanking, meron bang specific part kung saan siya patatamain? Or kano kalakas? Kailan ba full swing or half? Tapos, yun po bang rad ay yung lapad or the rounded one? Meron bang standards?
Yes, as somebody said, never slap the child on the face, for nature has provided a better place. So, siyempre sa butt, that's the body part that's provided, I believe, exactly for the purpose ng spanking. So, as to the full swing or as merited, ang point ko kanina, again, I will maintain, it must hurt, but it must not threaten injury. At yung mga pantal, ano yun, non-threatening yun. Yung sinabi naman sa Proverbs. Mayla.
Pastor, dun sa ilang mga verses na binuksan natin kanina, particularly, I think, dun sa Hindi Proverbs, ang mga maraming words na ginamit ay discipline, reprove, chastise. Ano po ang mga kahulugan nito sa original?
Well, chastise, yung what we would call spanking. That's the meaning of the word. Discipline is more general because it means the whole process of building up, the whole process of growing, which includes the idea of punishing and penalty. Reproof is rebuking. So it's the use of words to deal with somebody's offense. But chastisement is spanking, corporate. Yes. Sino? Georgie?
Nakikinig ako at marami akong mga narinig na gusto kong susugan, pero depende kung walang ibang magsasalita. Unang-una, nabanggit kanina yung tungkol doon sa kayong kay Jenny. Naranasan ko yon earlier as a member of the church na ang parent, alam niyang dapat paluin, pero ayaw niyang mamalo at sinasabi niyang, ate, ikaw na lang ang mamalo. Unfortunately, at that time, nakinig ako. But later on, I realized that mali talaga. That's why I talked to the parent and sinabihan ko siya na maling-mali ito, hindi ito biblical. And at the same time, ang nangyayari, mas natatakot ang bata sa akin kaysa sa'yo. Nawawalan ka ng authority sa anak mo, tapos ginagamit niyo akong panakot sa mga anak ninyo. So, yon. Yon ang sinasabi ko. Unfortunately, nakinig ako at that time. Pero hindi na.
Okay, so yung point 3 ito ay, again, it is the parent's responsibility. Not anybody else's unless there is a special arrangement like in the case of teachers. Now, kaya pag may lumapit sa'yo, pag sinabi mo sa isang magulang na may ginawang kasalanan ng kanyang anak at ang sinabi niya sa'yo ay ikaw na lang, sabihin mo, sige, pumasok ka na sa kwarto. Papaluin mo yung magulang. Any last thoughts, Myla?
Gusto ko lang i-mention, siguro kung pro-spanking ang culture ng mundo or at least ng Pilipinas, siguro may high-tech na tayo na pamalo na pwede mong ma-set siya sa lakas or energy na pwedeng i-apply, which is what I wish meron. Kasi sa experience namin ni Glenn, and I think it's true for most couples, parang kahit anong try ng mag-asawa, magkaiba pa rin yung lakas ng palo. And it's quite surprising sa akin kasi hindi ako lenient. Pero parang mas takot pa rin yung mga anak ko pag papa nila ang mamamalo. And gusto ko rin i-address yung mga bata na mahirap sa amin yung mamalo. I always tell them, mas madali sa amin ang hindi mamalo. Mahirap kasi sa dibdib namin yung kami ang namamalo sa inyo. So yon. And also, ang struggle din namin mag-asawa pag nandun kami pareho, the other one, yung witness lang, he feels na sobrang lakas yung ginagawa ng namamalo. So pag ako namamalo, that's how Glenn feels. And when Glenn does the spanking, that's also how I feel. But the good thing is, dahil pareho kaming Kristiyano, tapos napag-usapan namin, kahit ganun yung feeling namin, we abide by the usapan namin na tahimik lang yung isa pag namamalo yung isa. Walang sugod para sabihin, tama na. So we talk about how we feel. Na parang sobra yata, pero we pray. So nire-respeto namin yung session ng isa.
Yeah, and of course, the child who already knows yung kanyang offense, sometimes will know when it is too much. Again, I'm sure Jerry will no longer remember it, but I remember one time na I struck him when I was so angry. Ang sabi niya ay, masyadong malakas. So alam nila. Kaya baka meron sa inyong techno-savvy, mag-invento kayo ng pamalong machine for verbal abuse. for ganitong kasalanan. So, modulated yung lakas. Meron pa? Dim?
Hindi ko alam kung natanong kanina. Parang meron, pero gusto ko lang banggitin na rin na may mga paano yung mga nagsusulong naman na instead of the rod, although, yun nga, maliwanag na sa scripture na rod gamitin, pero may mga nagsusulong na you use withholding of privileges, time out, mga ganon. Na, and then, of course, yung mga, may mga parents na talagang sinasabi nila na hindi sila namamalo.
Well, kung nakita natin sa Proverbs, it's part of wisdom in the parental rule to use the rod. But I believe that the use of the rod is for young children. As the children grow and reasoning is much, you are much more able to deal with this reasoning, diyan papasok na yung withholding of privileges, etc. So at a certain point, yung pamamalo is no longer effective but can only provoke rebellion dahil walang reasoning. Kaya sa young children ang aking paniwala ng paggamit ng pamalo.
Supportahan ko lang po yung sinabi kanina ni Myla. Actually, I fully agree with that because me and my wife have been practicing that. In addition, kasi ako, mas madalang ako mamalo sa mga anak ko eh. Totoo lang, no? Kasi takot na yung mga yan. Tulang, tigil na yung mga yan eh. So because I established the discipline very early. But the thing is, after paluin niya ni Mayan, yun nga, hindi kami nagdi-disagree ni Mayan, from time to time, tinatawag ko yan. Kasi ang tendency pa ng mga yan, rebellious pa sila, hindi nila matatanggap yung sakit. But I talk to them, I reinforce yung discipline in the sense na nire-remind ko sila, pinapaliwanag ko. And I ask them, go back to mama, say sorry. Ganon. I always reinforce it. And hindi rin ganun kadali, but it has to be a continual process. And later on, na-realize nila na nag-agree talaga kaming mag-asawa, hindi yung tama, magkakaroon sila ng kanlungan, anyone sa amin, yung hindi namalo. So ganun pa, it's very effective.
Yes, that's again, an important point to stress that parents should be united in the matter of the use of the rod on children. Meron pa? Carol?
I-add ko rin lang po na it's really important that the couple will talk about even every spanking session, kahit wala yung isa during the administration of the spanking, because there will be behaviors or instances that lead to the situation where the child was spanked. So those needs to be addressed also, which means that even pagka yung mga instances na yon ay nag-rise, I guess it can also the spanking can also be administered. And besides, you'll be joined in praying for the character that you want to develop in the child, that you want to deal with. At saka, children can really be manipulative. They have ways of knowing where to go to if one is relaxed in dealing or spanking or disciplining the child in a particular behavior.
Yes, again, muli, nagkakasundo dapat ang parents, which means that if one parent had to administer the rod without the knowledge of the other, na maaaring nasa trabaho, but magkakaroon ng information and consultation so that everything is united. Kasama na yung mga rules. Mali na may sariling rules ang nanay, may sariling rules ang tatay, eh, malilito ang bata niya, kaya ang kailangan ay united. Papo? And then last, Tina.
May isi-share lang po ako dahil may nangyari po sa amin, may aksidente nangyari doon na dahil sa sakit siguro na laging nararamdaman ng bata tuwing pinapalo siya dahil malaki yung pamalo. Minsan sa kanyang pag-iwas, sa halip na sapoy tumama ay sa backbone tumama. Ang nangyari po hanggang ngayon ay lumpo yung bata. Kaya siguro dapat nang maganda maging maingat at pumili ng tamang gamit sa pagpalo.
Kaya pag mamamalo, padapain mo yung bata. Huwag kang naghahabol sa bahay. Eh, may mga ganyan. Tumatakbo yung bata, yung magulang. Baka sa ulo mo tamain. Kaya it must hurt, but it must not threaten injury at in any way. Tina, last.
Ano lang po, ni-remind lang din po ako ni Amor kung paano po niya naalala noon na mamalo po si Jojo sa kanila. Tinatanong po ni Jojo kung bakit ka papaluin? Bakit kita papaluin? Nung mga una daw po, ang nakikita lang nila is yung anger. Anger because of sin. Pero later daw po, habang lumalaki, pag tinanong na sila ng papa nila na bakit sila papaluin, ang sinasagot na daw po ni Amor ay dahil mahal niyo po ako. So, na-establish po doon na yung paggamit po ng pamalo is because we love our children. Eh, at malaki pong lesson sa akin na yun pong kagaya ng mga nauna nang nasabi, huwag po tayong mamamalo as parents sa ating mga anak pag tayo po ay on top of our anger o out of anger. Na hindi po talaga, parang natatakloban na po yung spanking out of love. Kasi naalala ko rin po kay Joel, nagkaroon po ako ng ganong experience na out of anger na hindi po naging maganda. At doon din po ako minold ng Panginoon kung paano talaga dapat na magdisiplina sa ating mga anak. Hindi lang din po dahil sa nahiya tayo sa ibang tao o gusto nating mapalaki ng maayos yung anak na para anong sasabihin ng ibang tao pag sila ay hindi naging disiplinado, kundi bilang mga magulang, yung pong pagsunod natin po unang-una sa Panginoon. Kaya yun po yung isang may share ko po.
So yung growing maturity sa paggamit ng pamalo ay where we are able to demonstrate na it is the function of love. Ito ay dahil sa pagmamahal sa bata, ayaw natin siyang mapariwara. At huwag tayong matakot na gumamit ng pamalo. May mga magulang na kung ano-ano ang ginagawa, threats na mali. Pag nagsinungaling ka, puputulin ko dila mo. Eh, hindi mo naman gagawin yan. yung iba, yung mga fanciful. Naalala ko nung ako'y bata, isang panakot sa akin ay ibibigay kita sa Bombay. Kasi may Bombay na nagdaraan lagi sa lansangan, may dalang sako, bata raw yung laman ng sako. Naniwala naman ako dahil bata ako noon, so yun ang panakot niya. Panakot ng nanay ko noon ay mga maling ano, ang binigay sa atin, pinasimple nga ng Panginoon sa atin. Pinasimple niya na kapag may ganung kasalanan bilang pagmamahal at pagtutuwid ng anak, gumamit ka ng pamalo. Don't be afraid of the rod. That's how God deals with us. That's the way we deal with our children. Let's close in prayer. Dakila naming Diyos, nagpapasalamat kami sa maliwanag na turo ng iyong salita at nawa ngay tanggapin namin ito na iyong karunungan, nakalulungkot, nakadidismaya na may mga Kristiyanong pangkatin na humihiwalay sa ganitong pagtuturo ng iyong salita. Nawa Panginoon ay manatili kaming tapat, ito ay pahayag ng iyong karunungan, ito ay marunong na pakikitungo sa mga anak na nagkakasala at nawa nga sa pagtuturo ng iyong salita, lalo na ng kawikaan, ay maitaguyod namin ang disiplina sa aming tahanan sa paraang gagamit ng pamalo na may pag-ibig at maituro sa mga bata na ang kasalanan ay nakapipinsala, nakasasakit at naway gamitin na gawin namin ito sa paraang magiging maliwanag sa kanila ang aming pagmamahal sa kanila. Marami kaming dapat ituwid at tulungan mo ang mga magulang na may mga dapat ituwid sa kanilang ugali ng pagpaparusa at naway gawin namin ang naaayon sa iyong salita. Gayun din, sa bawat pamamalo ay mayroon kaming pagkakataon na ituro ang mga bata sa tanging paraan ng katubusan na nakay Hesukristo at naway magawa namin ito. And we thank you for the reminder even that you as our Father continue to love us, and one manifestation of your love is that you still use rod and reproof, that you chastise us. And when you do, may we be silent and submissive and learn to understand that you are our loving Father. So be with us, and may we not be afraid to use the rod in the proper way. And we pray that all this will redound to your honor and to your praise and to the profit of our children. In Jesus' name we pray all these things. Amen.